Hello and welcome back. I hope your Holy Week and the Sacred Triduum was very beautiful for you and also inspired you to deepen your love for Jesus, who underwent such passion and suffering for you. But now we are in a state of joy because we come to his resurrection. As you know, many people do not believe in the resurrection. Some because they have not heard about it. Some because they don't understand it and perhaps dismiss it because it's too hard to think of. Some because they are caught up in the world's agendas and the beautiful fact of the resurrection and faith in Christ just has no chance to break into their minds, their hearts. And some don't believe in the resurrection because they reject it. In our own time, this very year, we face attacks upon what all of us consider the basic principles of human life that we have received from our Catholic tradition. The current debacle in the federal parliament about protecting faith-based schools and their freedom to educate in their faith tradition is an example of these attacks. As the progressive left of politics and society seek to extinguish the flame of faith in our society. When we look back on history, this is not surprising, but it's equally regrettable. Two figures from history, Jean-Jacques Rousseau and Karl Marx, began this in the 18th and 19th centuries, respectively. Rousseau, whose ideas were influential in the French Revolution of 1789, claimed that humans, in the state of nature, were noble savages before being corrupted by civilization. And so he began the modern utopian view that human beings are essentially good and nice. And that's all that's required of us, to be good and nice to each other. And he claimed that human beings have this within them by their nature, and they, if they were allowed to, would live in peaceful harmony together and happily, if only the corrupting social influences were removed, such as capitalism, Western civilization, and the controlling repressions of modern society. So there is no need of a saviour, let alone a resurrection. Karl Marx, whose ideas were influential in the Russian Revolution of 1917 and the rise of communism, and it's still present in the world today, usually though it's found in socialism, and that can be present even in Western societies. Karl Marx said that an earthly paradise would evolve after there had to be a violent struggle overthrowing the bourgeois class and its wealth and power elites. And then the working class would take over to run a society cleansed of inequality, cleansed of private property, and the need for any conflict. Again, no need for a saviour, let alone a resurrection. Yet we go to Holy Mass this Sunday to express our need for a saviour and a resurrection. And we know and love the one who has done this for us, Jesus our Lord. The earthly paradises of Rousseau and Marx have not arrived, and they cannot, because it is only through Jesus Christ that salvation and eternal life is possible. We know and we profess that the resurrection is a real historical event, attested to by the disciples and recounted by non-Christian historians of the time. It is also a transcendent event in that it went beyond any natural human or material power in creation. It was a work of God, giving Christ's body supernatural power and glory. When we read the accounts of the Lord Jesus' appearances in his resurrected body, we find some curious things. First, people that know him well somehow don't recognize him at first. Second, these people who encounter the risen Lord Jesus only recognize him at the Lord's initiative. To delve into this, we must ask, what is the nature of the Lord Jesus' risen and glorified body? To start with, Jesus is not a ghost. He is really there. It's the same Jesus who was nailed to the cross. He still bears the marks of his blessed passion. He asks Thomas the doubter to put his hand in his side, so there is continuity with his earthly body. Yet there is also discontinuity. The Lord Jesus can vanish before the eyes of these disciples, and he can walk through walls and lock doors. The Lord's body is glorified. The Lord's body is still very real, but it's not subject any longer to decay, as it is incorruptible, and it is not subject to suffering anymore. It is a real body, now glorified. The good news for us is that if we live our lives in accordance with his teachings, when all is completed at the end of the ages, when Christ comes to judge, if we are just, these mortal bodies of ours will be raised and glorified like Christ's. We don't have to seek an earthly paradise like Rousseau and Marx did and failed. In our spiritual lives, in the covenant that our Lord has made with us in our baptisms, in our religious consecrations, in our ordinations, it is the Lord that has made the first contact. We should never forget this. He is the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. All things come from him and are only accomplished in him. This life in the Lord is never ours to begin. We can cooperate with his call, but it is his call to us. It is a gift, a totally gratuitous act of overabundant love on the part of the Lord. We must never cease to thank the Lord for this gift. The Lord is risen. Alleluia. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.